Alex. I'm going to start the program now, and here we go. This is the eighth module of the Healing Now series, sponsored by Dr. Alex Lloyd and the Healing Codes family. We have a very special guest today, and I'm going to ask Dr. Lloyd himself to introduce her. Dr. Alex, there you go.
Thank you, Mary Ann, and thank all of you for being here. We are honored to have you here today. We're honored with your presence. We know there's lots of things you could be doing with your time, but honestly, I don't know of anything better you could be doing with your time this week than to be here today. I have the privilege of introducing today one of my heroes. Dr. Doris Rapp, I first came to be aware of her a long, long time ago, way before the Healing Codes, probably 15, 20 years ago, when I was struggling for answers in my own life with an illness that my wife had and some issues that I had as well. And I came across this book that was, I think, thicker than the phone book. And for some reason, I was drawn to it, and it was written by Dr. Doris Rapp, and I came across this example that she called the barrel effect, and I had never heard this before, and it instantly made sense of everything that I was struggling with, both myself, my wife, some things in our circumstances, even some things in our marriage. And it really set me on the path for the first time that has ended, you know, with me being where I am today, okay? Dr. Doris Rapp is a medical doctor. She is world-renowned. She's won a list of honors, awards, humanitarian awards, as long as your arm. She's been featured live on Larry King, live Oprah, Nightline, Montel Williams, and many, many others, all the big shows. She is a board-certified specialist in three separate areas, which is very unusual. And you know, we could say similar things about a number of people in the world, but what I want you to know is that this woman is a dear, dear, caring, gold-hearted woman. The last time I saw her, it was one of the most special times of my life at her home in Arizona. And I want to encapsulate the kind of woman she is by telling you a tiny little story, and then I promise I'll step aside. But we were at dinner with Dr. Rapp, myself, and about eight or nine other people. And we were talking about the Healing Codes and what I do, and someone said something, I don't remember exactly what it was, about Dr. Doris Rapp being involved with me or endorsing something that was, you know, a little more in the alternative world kind of thing. And someone made the comment to Dr. Rapp, you need to really be careful and think about that because of what that might do to your reputation if people, you know, think you're associated with something that maybe is not from double-blind studies or whatever. And I mean, Doris Rapp fired back immediately. And here's what she said. She said, "What in the world do I care what people think? I want to help as many people as I possibly can. That's what I care about." And let me tell you, that's no line. That's been her life. And that's who this woman is. And I can't think of anybody that I have more respect for than Doris Rapp. I love her. She is a sweet, precious, dear lady. We are richer for having her on the planet. There are people all over the world, thousands of people all over the world, who look back on their life and say, "My life changed with Dr. Doris Rapp," either personally or through her books, they experienced healing in their life that they would not have experienced otherwise. She is a pioneer, a trailblazer. Marianne, I have to be quiet or I'm going to take up all of her time, but this is one of the great people on the planet. And so that's enough. I hope you get how strongly I feel about her. That's enough. We need to listen to her now. But it is my unbelievable honor to introduce you to Dr. Doris Rapp.
Well, I'm sort of overwhelmed by your introduction, Alex. I get the impression you like me.
I love you.
let me just sort of start at the beginning. Basically, I believe in reincarnation, and I believe before we come in this life that we sort of sign a chit and we say, this is what I hope to accomplish in this lifetime while I'm here. And if you do a good job, then you get a bigger opportunity to help the next time. If you do a poor job, you come back and you're faced with the same challenges again. Now, that philosophy, whether you believe it or don't believe it, really doesn't matter. But in my life, it makes a difference because I'm continually trying to stay on what I think is my path. And in my mind, it's obvious that Alex is on a similar path, and I think he signed a similar chit, and he's surging forward with what he's supposed to do. And I think if you're doing what you're supposed to do, doors open miraculously, things happen that people would say are a serendipity or it's a coincidence, but I don't think there's any such thing as a coincidence. I can remember some things in my life that happened that obviously showed that I was going in the right direction. Let me give you one example. The example was that a woman was on the Donahue Show. She was a producer of the Donahue Show. She put her. She had a hyperactive child, and so she contacted some ear, nose, and throat specialist in Chicago to ask him if he could do something. It just happened that the day or two before she called him, he had attended a medical conference, and I showed him my provocative videos. He was so impressed that he said, "You're contacting the wrong person. You really ought to go see Dr. Rapp." And so what I had done is, by coincidence, I happened to go to the right meeting in 1975, and someone at that meeting, the head of the meeting was Dr. Joe Miller, and he said, "Dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals can affect any area of the body or the brain." In other words, it doesn't matter where you're sick. It is possible that the cause of your problem is dust, mold, a pollen, a food, or a chemical. I believe that if you have a nail in your shoe causing a sore in your foot, the treatment is not a Band-Aid. If you have anxiety and panic attacks and all kinds of problems, physical problems, walking, talking, thinking, remembering, problems in how you feel, I believe that's a nail in your shoe. And you have to continually say, what did I eat? What did I touch? What did I smell? What did I get into just before there was a change in how I felt, how I looked, walked, talked, thought, all of those things? And as a result of going to this meeting where this doctor talked about these things, I decided to videotape patients when I allergy tested them. And instead of doing 20 or 30 tests all at once, I did one test at a time to see what would happen. And what do you think happened? One drop of dust, mold, pollen, a food, or a chemical can affect our magnificently computerized body in such a way that one drop of one thing would cause asthma, another drop would cause hay fever, another drop would cause an itchy rash. But the drops could cause aggression, anger, panic, anxiety, belligerence, fatigue, cause people so that if you touch them, they'd crawl under the furniture and scream. There were all kinds of things going on, and I said, my goodness, the doctors don't know about this. In other words, when you see a patient as a physician, if you don't know what's causing it, you almost always tell them it's a psychological problem, because most people have problems that could be psychological. Everybody's got a relative or a child or a parent or something that is bugging them for something. And so we all have some psychological problems. And so with this new philosophy of life, I started to try to figure out what was going on by testing one item at a time and then seeing what effect it had, and then stopping the reaction with a weaker dilution of the same substance. Now, you heard correctly. If you're allergic to milk, I can give you a drop of milk and cause your asthma, and I can give you a weaker solution of that milk. One drop, and in 8 minutes, you'll be back to normal. If you have problems with aggression, I could give you one drop of food coloring under your tongue, or one drop of dust or mold or pollen in your arm, and I can immediately, within 8 minutes, make you biting your mother, make you jumping on furniture, breaking glass windows, you name it. And then if I give you one drop of the right dilution, a weaker dilution of that substance that caused the reaction, it's almost incomprehensible to believe, but you'll be back to normal in 8 minutes. Now, wouldn't you like to know what exactly is causing each one of your symptoms? And wouldn't you like to have a little bottle of medicine that has the right weak dilution of each allergy extract? And you can put it under your tongue, and in 8 minutes, you will be normal. Now, that sounds like an exaggeration, and you have to be careful in medicine always to understate, otherwise you'll lose your credibility. But I can tell you that it is possible for vast numbers of patients to be treated in this way, to find out exactly what's making them sick, and to treat them very effectively. If you want to try to find a doctor in your area that knows how to do this testing, call 316-684-5500. It's called Provocation Neutralization Allergy Testing. You put in one drop of something that the history suggested might be a problem. Say you ate a fish dinner and you got hives. Well, you might want to skin test them for fish. If they drank milk and ate ice cream and cottage cheese and they got congested, obviously you'd like to test them for milk. So the history gives you the clue. You put one drop in, and if you can produce the symptoms, then every 8-10 minutes you give them a five-fold weaker dilution. When you find the right dilution, whammy, they're fine. Now, doesn't that sound that would be just a wonderful way to help thousands and thousands of people? Well, it isn't going to work. I can tell you why. Medicine in this country doesn't depend, for the most part, on what helps. It's what's covered by your insurance. Isn't that amazing? And what's covered by your insurance is determined actually to a large degree on what the politicians pass as being acceptable medicine or not acceptable. And whatever they say, then the insurance companies follow on that. And the politicians are affected by the lobbyists, who are affected by the companies that make many of the products that are making us sick. Okay. In other words, Monsanto makes all kinds of chemical substances that, such as 2,4-D, which is a weed killer, that we know causes lymphoma. But yet, there's not much we can do about it. Monsanto is very, very powerful, and most of us are just a single individual, and we can't fight great big corporations that have lots of money and lots of power. So we're sort of caught in the edge. But you aren't caught completely, because if you say to yourself, hey, I was fine until today, and at 3 o'clock I got sick. Well, what did you do between 2 and 3? What did you eat? What did you touch? What did you smell? Start keeping records of when you're sick. And each time you're sick, write down the date and the time, what you ate, touched, and smelled, what was unusual at that time. Were you stressed with anything special? Because the stresses always bring things out, as Alex has pointed out so often in his books. This is a contributing factor. But if you can figure out what is causing the problem, and it doesn't have a devastating effect that causes you to be in the hospital, you can wait 4 to 7 days and then expose yourself to that one item all by itself. And if you start to have trouble within the next 15 minutes, usually to an hour, you may have figured out what's causing you to be sick all the time. Now, you can continue to take asthma medicine for the next 30 years or antihistamines or digestion medicines, but wouldn't it be nice to figure out what's causing your problem and simply stop eating that particular item? If you can't stop eating it, what can you do that might help you tremendously? Well, you can find a doctor that I just told you about from the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, number 316-684-5500, and they can skin test you using provocation neutralization, figure out exactly what causes your problem, treat you for it, and then you can frequently eat that food or go into that place that's moldy or be exposed to the thing causing trouble, and you'll be fine. Now, that sounds like a physician's dream. It's like putting a mouse in a cheese factory. A doctor never had it so good. You can see exactly what's causing what. The problem is that provocation neutralization takes time. It isn't approved by the insurance companies because politicians don't approve, and insurance companies, I really don't understand why they don't jump on it, because if you can figure out why somebody is sick all the time, they aren't on medications, and they aren't being hospitalized all the time, and you stop having all the medical emergencies. Why, if an insurance company can save money by telling you exactly what's making you sick and telling you how to avoid it, or treat you for it, why isn't it being done? For years, I practiced allergy over 20 years, believing that there was no possible way that you could treat a food allergy. That's what I'd been taught. And then I went to the meeting in 1975, and what does he do but tell us, using provocation neutralization, allergy testing, and taking a good history, you can treat patients. You can find out what's wrong. You can treat them, and then they can be exposed to things. And so after I learned this in 1975, I gradually switched my practice from testing 20 and 30 things at a time and giving everybody the same basic treatment dose and the treatment combination. I started to individualize the treatment, treat everybody with everything specifically. It took time, but the results were so spectacular that I videotaped every patient that came in my office. I'd videotape them when they walked in, and I'd ask them how they felt and what they thought was going to happen if they didn't get better. And many of the mothers said, I think my children will commit suicide or they'll end up in jail. And I am very certain that there are many, many, many parents out there who are desperate with children who are totally uncontrollable, who do irrational things, who get depressed and crawl under the furniture and you can't pull them out, and they threaten suicide. This is one sector of the public that very much could be helped by this kind of testing and treatment. The testing and treatment takes more time than the usual testing and treatment, and that means it's going to cost the parents money because the insurance doesn't cover. And in my office, I would tell patients, do the diet in my book first. Anybody can get the book in the library. It's called Is This Your Child? The diet is the same for the children and the adults. Read the book, and many, many, many people, after they've read the book, have tried the diet, and within 5 to 7 days, the symptoms are all gone. And then the next week, they add the foods back one at a time, and they find, oh, my goodness, this food causes congestion, this food causes muscle aches. This food causes bedwetting. This food causes arthritis within 24 hours. But you can get answers by simply doing that. So in 5 to 7 days, if you think you have allergies, if you try this particular diet that has helped so many other patients, you might find that within 5 to 7 days, at absolutely no cost, you feel fine. And then you add the foods back, figure out which foods cause trouble. If it's squash and liver, it's no big problem. You stop eating those. But if it's milkweed, eggs, corn, and sugar, you probably have to find an environmental medical specialist at 316-684-5500 who knows how to test you and how to treat you. And you can be treated either with injections, usually once a week, which you can, they're so safe you can give them to yourself, or you put the drops under your tongue 2 or 3 times a day, and you can eat many foods that you couldn't eat before. And the improvement in people's health was so spectacular that I had to be careful when I talked to people, because, as I told you, doctors lose credibility if they start saying that everything they touch, all the patients they see are going to get well, and all the patients I saw didn't get well. But let me tell you that if you compare traditional allergy treatment, which I did for 20 years, and then what I did the last 20-some years of my practice, there was no comparison, no comparison. And with traditional allergy, I'd been taught that allergies are mainly hay fever, asthma, coughing, chest problems, itchy skin, and belly aches. Well, once I learned about environmental medicine, I realized any area of the body, any area of the brain can be affected. Some portions of the brain, like underneath your forehead, have to do with your personality and how you act and how you behave. But others have to do, other areas of the brain are related to learning, related to your behavior, your aggression, your anger, whether you're happy or not, your IQ. All these things can be affected, and apparently specific areas of the brain can be affected by, you guessed it, dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals. One of the astounding things that I found out when I was doing testing for one item after another in different dilutions was I had the patient write their name. I don't know what made me have them write their name, but I had everybody write their name. And I found when I tested for certain things and certain individuals, I'd give them a drop of dust and they couldn't write their name. They had written a name as a baseline, but suddenly they wrote upside down, backwards. They couldn't put the letters in. Sometimes they stabbed the paper. Sometimes they rolled it up in a ball and threw it at me. Sometimes they ripped the paper into pieces and threw it at whoever was nearby. And I have videotapes of all of this. If you want to see the videotapes, look at drrapp.com, and you will see how some patients react to dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals. Believe me, if you're living in a moldy, damp house, and you've got an allergy to molds, and you're depressed all the time, they can give you all the medicines they want. You aren't going to get better in that house. You got to get away from the mold, or you have to find a doctor that knows exactly how to treat you for mold allergies, which is the number I gave you before, 316-684-5500. If you get treated, you can improve tremendously, not a little, but tremendously. And you may feel 20 years younger, and you may be able to get off many of the drugs that you're on. Remember, any area of the body can be affected. You have high blood pressure. You have an irregular heartbeat. You have arthritis. Anything can be affected. Now, I told you about a diet, and the diet helps many, many people. But if you eat sunflower seeds every day, or you have an odd like for a food, and you crave it, and you eat it every day, I can tell you that in my experience, patients that had a single food craving almost always were allergic to those foods. In fact, let me give you another tip. Very honestly, write down your 5 favorite foods and your 2 favorite beverages. If you have an allergic history, if you have allergic relatives, if you have allergies in a nutshell, you just wrote down the foods and the beverages that are most apt to cause trouble. Many people have found if they stop all, in every form, all the milk and the wheat and the, whatever it is that they wrote down, if they stop those foods in all forms for up to 12 days, 5 to 12 days, and then they add them back on an empty stomach one at a time in the morning, they will see exactly which food does what to them. And if you react, take a quarter to a half a teaspoon of baking soda and a big glass of water, and that will frequently help stop a food allergic reaction within 15 minutes to an hour. Now, suppose your allergy is to dust, mold, pollen, and chemicals. What can you do? Well, that's inexpensive, that will help you right away. Well, air purifiers usually will help within minutes to hours. I've had mothers rush into the bedroom at night when they first used an air purifier in the bedroom. They would rush into the room in the middle of the night to make sure their child hadn't died, because it was the first time the child or the infant was breathing quietly. That's how effective air purifiers are. Not for everybody, but for many people. And so if you get an air purifier, and you can call 602-574-7635, and you can ask Francesca, and she'll tell you where there's a sheet. I believe the sheet is on my website, drapp.com. And there's a diet there that frequently helps in 5 to 7 days, and the air purifier is there. And that usually, if it's going to help, helps within 24 hours, sometimes just a few hours. And the air purifier, however, you have to pay for it and buy it. But you can try it for a month. If it doesn't work, if it isn't a miracle, if it isn't wonderful, you send it back. They'll charge you $25 for using it for a month, and you have to pay a shipping fee. Well, that's the best bargain I can get you on an air purifier. If it helps, it's worth its weight in gold. If it doesn't help, send it back. It only costs you $25. If you use a diet for foods and the air purifier for dust, mold, pollen, and chemicals, you have a good chance, if you have allergies, to improve, to having noting a lot of improvement. It's not guaranteed. It's not 100%, but I can tell you, thousands of people have never seen me. They read my book, Is This Your Child's World? Which, if you mention this show, you can get that book for $5. It's a 600-page book. If you said to me, what's the best book I ever wrote, the most informative book I ever wrote, it's Is This Your Child's World? And you just call that number that I gave you, 602-574-7635. We'll send you the book for $5, but you have to pay the shipping fee, okay? So I've tried to help you if you have allergies to dust, mold, and pollen and chemicals. And I've tried to help you if you have an allergy to foods. And so those things ought to help you tremendously. I have another book called Allergies Answers. It's a small little booklet. It's a new one. And it really tells you, first of all, that there is a characteristic look for allergies. You have bags under your eyes quite often and dark eye circles. You have a wrinkle on your nose from pushing your nose in the air. You may have abnormally red cheeks and red ears. You may have wiggly legs. If you have a lot of allergic relatives, even if you don't think you have allergies, you might have allergies. And sometimes just trying the diet helps, or trying the air purifier helps. Be sure to check with your doctor if you want to try a diet, and let the doctor take a look at the diet before you try it on your own, although many people have done it on their own. They're better if they might have a, there might be a reason in your particular situation where you shouldn't do a diet, and so you should really check with your doctor. But those things will help. Now, as I mentioned before a bit, allergies can affect any area of the body. Any problem that you have could be due to an allergy in a particular area. The ringing in your ears might be due to the fact that you love coffee and you're drinking 10 cups a day. The foods that you crave the most. I had a patient with severe arthritis, and what did she gave me the answer in the history. She said, I crave bread. If I smell hot bread, I'm going to eat up a whole loaf of it right away while it's warm with butter. Well, I can understand that. There aren't many things nicer than warm bread with butter. But, of course, she told me that she was allergic to bread. I assumed it was the wheat in the bread. I put in a drop of wheat in her arm, and nothing happened. She didn't develop arthritis. What else could be in the bread? It was the yeast. I put a drop of yeast in her arm, and what do you think happened? She could barely walk. She developed aches in her legs. She became congested. You want to see a video of that? Look on my website. It's under Marianne. I have maybe 20 or 30 videotapes of patients that I saw in my office. I have releases, incidentally, so that they know that I'm going to use their pictures to educate the public. And you can see how they were before they were tested, then after I put a drop of the thing to which they were allergic in their eye, the thing to which they were allergic in their arm. And then I show you how they have a total change in how they feel, act, behave, look, write, draw, whatever it is. And then I give them the correct dilution of the allergy extract, one drop. And would you believe it, in less than 8 minutes, they're totally back to normal. If you don't believe in God, I don't know where you are, because how could you explain that anything could be as magnificent as the human body? You put in one drop of something, you can mess up the whole body so it can't function. And then you give them one drop of a weaker dilution, a 1 to 5, a 1 to 25, and within 8 minutes, the whole body is back to normal. I can't get over the fact how fantastically well our bodies are created. And if you think about the things that Dr. Lloyd has told you in the healing code, that the body responds so effectively to how you think, how you reason, what your philosophy of life is, how you handle stresses. And I'm just looking at it more as a traditional doctor. There are some people who aren't at the, they will, in this lifetime, they will never believe what's written in Dr. Alexander's book. But if they're at the stage where they'll start to look beyond the present, if they want to push the envelope or break through the envelope or the ceiling, they will read a book like that and try to apply what he said, because it does give answers that are fast, easy, and inexpensive. And the things that I try to recommend in my book are always fast, easy, safe, inexpensive, and hopefully effective. And if things work, for goodness sakes, try them. If many people go from one doctor to another, getting one medicine after another, some children are given 5 and 6 medicines to quiet them down. You're not going to quiet them down if they keep drinking that red beverage that's sweetened with sugar. If dyes and sugar are causing the hyperactivity, you're going at it the wrong way, Mom. Try to figure out your child was well till when. What did he eat, touch, or smell? Figure out what caused it. You were well until you moved to a different house. You were well till you bought a new mattress. The mattresses, synthetic mattresses and synthetic carpets, can make some people sick the rest of their life. Or if they had a mold, if they had a water leak in their house and the water got behind the walls, but they painted the walls, the molds are still coming out. Look at the pictures in the bedroom. If there's black mold on the back of the picture, that could be the cause of why that person is sick and has remained sick their whole life or for many years. The bottom line is you have to take some responsibility for your own health. You have to try to figure out why you're sick. Nobody knows your body. Nobody knows a child's body as well as a mother. And if you start to pay attention and have this mantra, what did I eat, touch, or smell? You're going to come up with answers that everybody else has missed. because you know when you're not feeling right. You can go to the doctor and say, this doesn't feel right, and he does all the tests and everything comes back normal. And he says, I can't find anything wrong. You may be stressed. You may have an emotional problem. Well, there may be an emotional problem there too, but if you start to think about concrete things that might have caused someone to get very sick, you will find answers that others have missed. Remember, your craved foods are the problems. Write down your five favorite foods and beverages, and then omit those from your diet for 5 to 12 days, and then add the foods back, and you will just maybe come up with really spectacular things. I had one patient one time. I heard about this woman who I had been on a television show in Germany, and I had said that. And the next day I got a call from the German doctor, 2 days later, saying one of my patients had had epilepsy or seizures constantly all day long, and we haven't been able to control it with medicine, did exactly what you said. Her favorite food was eggs. She stopped eating eggs, and within 24 hours her seizures had stopped, and she doesn't convulse anymore. But if she does eat an egg, she convulses. And if that woman would go to an allergist that knows how to treat food allergies, that she might be able to be treated for eggs so she could eat them. Incidentally, as I said, I was trained and taught that it's impossible to treat a food allergy. Unfortunately, I believed that for over 20 years. But so if your doctor says that, it means that your doctor just wasn't lucky, as I was, and didn't happen to go to the right meeting at the right time, hear the right speaker who said, yes, you can treat food allergies. Had I known all of that, it would have been just wonderful. Now, a few minutes ago, I talked about a serendipity, and I was talking about the fact that a producer on Donahue's show had a hyperactive child and was indirectly referred to be. And that's the kind of serendipity that can happen in people's lives. The next serendipity that happened in relation to Donahue is the program was taped and it was supposed to be shown on television in the middle of a week in an ordinary day. But something happened and it wasn't shown on that day. Instead, the program was shown on Columbus Day. What difference did that make? It meant all the teachers were home, the mothers were home, the children were home. Lots of people saw that show. And the result was that this Donahue show, I had 140,000 letters. Now, if that wasn't, God had his hand in that. I didn't do that, trust me. But the show was an outstanding success. The pity is that that show was 20 years ago. Incidentally, you can see it on my website, drrapp.com. The pity is that today there are hardly any doctors other than environmental medical specialists who know that dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals can adversely affect or make you sick in any area of your body. This is 20 years. It's very, very disheartening to realize that it takes that long for medicine to catch up with something that could help so many people. I can remember I was impressed with Sister Kinney when she tried to talk to people about how to treat polio victims, and the way they were being treated, the children ended up paralyzed. The way she recommended that they be treated, they did not have paralysis. Yet nobody would listen to her for something like 20 years. There are advances in medicine, but for crazy reasons that I don't understand, they aren't being disseminated so that enough of the public, enough of the doctors know about it. Now, I've tried to cover all kinds of things. I'm trying to figure out if there's anything else I can tell you that might help you. The most important thing is that my book, Is This Your Child's World, is really just so chock full of things. The book in the library is This Your Child, and that's the one that's helped tremendous numbers of people. But the details are in this book, Is This Your Child's World? And if you want free copies, if you tell me that you want a free copy or five free copies, if you will pay the mailing fee, you call that number I gave you before, and we will mail you free copies. And we will urge you to give out as many copies as you want to other people. And I have DVDs which clearly show that dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals cause trouble. If you will get one DVD, I urge you to copy it and give it to everybody that you can, and urge them to copy it and give it to everybody that you can. This is the only way that I know to get the information out. If you don't have to pay for it and you share it with everybody that you can share it with, imagine the impact that this could have all over the world if everybody started to realize that dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals can make you sick. And this is how you can figure out if it's the cause of your illness, and this is what you can do about it. I think we ought to unite together and see if we can't help thousands and thousands and thousands of people. The diet doesn't cost a thing, and the air purifier can be rented and tried for $25. That's the best I can do. But if we could get this idea and this concept that you can figure out why you're sick just by thinking about it. What did you eat? What did you touch? What did you smell? Now, I think that there's a possibility that you can call up and ask questions. So if you have questions, I hope somebody will start to jump in and tell you what number to call so that you can talk to me, and I'll be glad to answer your question. If your question is something complicated or difficult, or you don't want to talk about it, you can write me a letter at drrapp.com, and I'll be glad to try to answer your letter and see if I can help you. But if I answer your letter and I try to help you, then you must in turn try to help some other people with what you learn from what I'm going to tell you. In other words, let's start to try to help each other more. Let's do it at no cost or just because we want to help somebody. Let's see if we can't get that going viral, this idea of helping everybody we can. Every day you should say, please God, may someone cross my path that I can help today. Can you imagine the impact that would have on everybody's life if everybody tried to help at least one person a day? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It might be just lifting a package for a little old lady that can hardly handle getting up the stairs with her groceries. It can be a little thing. If you have money, for goodness sake, start using it for some good and see if you can't get people going in the right direction as much as possible. Sometimes a little lift at the right time will turn somebody's life around. I don't know how much more time I have to speak.
Doris?
Yes.
Hey, it's Alex. I think we're about ready to go to questions and answers. And I wanted to say Marianne will be on here in just a second. I kind of interrupted her. Sorry, Marianne. But
okay.
I remember now, I had said when I introduced you that I was drawn to one of your books, and I didn't really remember why. It was the videos. And I remember seeing a video, and before I knew anything about you or what you did, and I just saw the video, those videos are shocking. And I thought, this person is insane. This person's schizophrenic or, I mean, they're just absolutely crazy insane. And then you showed the after video where they looked totally normal. And it was one of the most incredible things I'd ever seen in my life. And then I read on in your book and felt exactly like what you just said. How come everybody doesn't know about this? And when, ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening, when I was in Arizona and talking to Dr. Rapp, she said the same thing that she just told you. And I told her, you know, we want to do some things with you to try and get this viral, to try and get, you know, not to make money, but to get the word out that you know, you can be helped at almost no expense in a fabulous way with what Dr. Rapp does and through the Healing Code. With those two things, you can...
Absolutely. The combination is we could help thousands, tens of thousands of people easily and quickly with just those two things.
Absolutely. And Dr. Rapp, we are committed to that, and that is absolutely my plan. And I can't wait to get started. And I'm going to call you, and we're going to talk about after this how to get started. But I want to ask the first question. You talked about the drops and the diluted drops that very often will make the issues go away in about 8 minutes. Is that the number? Is that one of the numbers people call to contact a practitioner who can develop those for you? I'm sure that's a question people are going to have, is where can I get those drops?
That's the number to call. It's the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. And if you look on the, if you Google AAEM, it'll give you information. And I believe on the internet, they have all the names and addresses of all the doctors in the country that know how to do this kind of testing. But the phone number to call is 316-684-5500. There are only about 600 doctors in the country that know how to do it. Isn't that a pity?
It is.
We got thousands and thousands of doctors that believe it. But as you were so skeptical till you saw the videos, psychologists and psychiatrists aren't really, they don't, I have sent them letters and DVDs and books and lots and lots of the whole doctors in counties and states and got no response at all. In fact, many of them sent back the books. They hadn't even opened them up.
Well, it also, Dr. Rapp, may be threatening to them. In their, or at least they think it is. It's really not, but they think it is.
Relatives.
Yes,
that's
right.
They get all relatives.
Everybody.
In other words, it's not, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. If you've got a milk allergy, your family history, your relatives are riddled with food allergies. And
right.
It's been missed by everybody.
Okay, Marianne?
I'm here. Well, first of all, Dr. Rapp, amazing. Absolutely amazing. I have taken copious notes. I have a granddaughter with epilepsy and another great niece that is AD, you know, hyperactive, and a nephew with horrible allergies. So before this day is over, they will all have to listen to this or answer to me. Anyway.
Fine, and give the tapes to anybody you can give it to, and maybe we can get somebody that is more powerful than we are. But we've got to get the messages out.
I'm on your team.
Lloyd and myself.
I'm on your team. Okay, so for everybody on the phone, if you'd like to ask Dr. Rapp a question, hit star 2. Your hand will go up. I will see you. I will unmute you, and you'll be able to talk directly to Dr. Rapp. If you're on the Internet, please email me, and I will read your questions to Dr. Rapp. Before we begin, I have a comment that I'd like to read to you, Dr. Rapp. It's from Judith in Philadelphia. Dr. Rapp, you changed my life 6 or 7 years ago when I heard you at the annual Energy Psychology Conference. First, you convinced me that it truly is important what I eat and what products I use. Then you also showed me that I did not have to be overwhelmed. I could start where I was at the time and do what I could. Any step, large or small, was worth taking. So I took a step. I made some easy changes, and over time, I have made many, many more. You taught me to protect my own health and the world we live in. Thank you so much. All right.
What a wonderful letter. That makes my day.
It was beautiful. Beautiful. All right. We have somebody who's raised their hands on the phone. I'm going to unmute a line from St. Petersburg, Florida, last 4 digits 3037. You are live on the air with Dr. Rapp. Please ask your question.
Yes, thank you so much. I enjoyed this talk. I was exposed to mold about 20 years ago and had a terrible reaction. And since that time, I've been diagnosed with cyclical fungus. Do you think that's really mold? That's
well, it could be the mold spores. It could be, however, the mold toxins that are causing trouble. But mold allergies are really very easy usually to treat. However, you can't live in a moldy bedroom with a moldy mattress. You got to get away from the mold if it's a problem and then get treated for the mold, and chances are you'll be able to withstand, after you've had treatment, you'll be able to go into a building that's not very moldy and you'll be all right. If you get into a building that makes you sick because of a chemical smell or a mold smell, get out as soon as, first of all, go, blow out any air that you can out of your lungs, run for the nearest door and get into clean air and then start to breathe again. If you can't get rid of it that way, then you might have to go to the hospital and get some oxygen, 4 to 6 liters a minute for about 10 or 15 minutes, and that would usually help.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to unmute a caller, another caller. It's anonymous on my line, which means you must have come in on Skype or something. But who? There's a person with their hand up. If you would please ask a question.
Hello?
There you go.
Hi. Hi, how can I help you? This is Doris Rapp.
Yes, thank you so much. I would like to know, I have a relative who has attention deficit disorder and who is just all over the place at times and can't contain themselves. I would imagine that this could be food-related as well.
Absolutely. If you look at some of the videotapes, you'll see some of the children are unbelievably hyperactive or aggressive or angry, and within 5 to 7 days, they usually improve on the diet, which is not difficult, and promise them a party at the end of the diet if they stick to it and they don't cheat. And then they will get very sick at the party because they will eat the food to which they're allergic and give them baking soda. And the children actually will eventually realize, even the little ones, that if they eat certain foods, it is going to make them feel and act in a very abnormal way, which the children don't like, and they don't understand it either. I saw many children cry and say, I don't know why I act this way. I don't know. I don't believe that I did that. I didn't break the chair, and I didn't bite mother. And then I show them the Vizio tape, and they're in tears because they don't always remember what they did. And again, many, many of these children with ADHD and all these labels, bipolar, obsessive compulsive, figure out what's causing the problem. Try the diet. It doesn't cost you a penny. Many, many children will be fine in 5 to 7 days.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And thank you. Okay, I'm going to switch to the Internet to a couple of questions that have come in from there. This is Judith from Philadelphia. Please talk about laundry and cleaning products in the home. Thank you.
The scented things that are used in the home can make you very sick. Are you worse the day that you do the cleaning? Are you worse the day that you do the laundry? Go to a health food store and buy cleaning materials that are absolutely safe. Vinegar is good. You can clean with vinegar and baking soda. Many things can be done. There are many books written on various things that you can use to clean with that are very, very safe. Many of the substances are in your kitchen, such as baking soda, things that you can put in the bath water so it doesn't bother you. There are a lot of things that I think you would find very helpful. I am sure my book, Is This Your Child's World?, would help you tremendously in that regard. But there are books, and there are references. The name coming to my mind is Dad, D-A-D-D, who has written books, a lot of books, on household items that caused problems and what to do about it. And my latest book, 32 Tips to Keep You Safe, has a lot of tips, too, on cleaning things and what is fast, easy, and inexpensive that might be a better choice in relation to something that you're using that's causing symptoms.
Thank you. This is from Allie in Glasgow. In general terms, have you found any ways in which young people with Down's syndrome can benefit from allergy tests in relation to general behavior?
Absolutely. If you have a child that had a birth injury that has behavior and learning problems, unquestionably, even the children with autism or in the autistic spectrum, many of these children that have some impairment in their brain function respond beautifully when they're put on a diet. And I've certainly seen lots of children that are absolutely impossible on rainy days, for example, moldy days, because they have a mold allergy. But if they're going to a moldy school, they're going to be bad every single day. And these are children that are in some way not entirely, their brain function is not entirely normal, and they can improve dramatically. So I think everybody's an individual. The diet doesn't cost anything. Try it. The air purifier is going to cost you $25 if it doesn't work. If it works, it's worth its weight in gold. Think about those things.
Thank you. This is Diane
That's okay.
in Winfield. May I give the number to get your book for shipping to my followers? I have 3,200 on my list, even if they weren't on this call.
By all means, and when they order it, tell them that I will give them a free DVD.
Okay.
I'll give them
Terrific.
A free DVD. Okay. But they must promise to copy the DVD and give it away to at least one other person.
Okay.
How's that?
That's a perfectly sane deal. It's not. I think we call that paying it forward.
Yeah, I think this is the attitude we have to adopt, and we can help far, far more people. And if somebody is listening, they don't have enough money to buy the book, we'll give it to them.
Bless your heart. Diane also asks, thanks so much for this great information. I assume we have to work with a trained person to administer the dilution of the allergen.
Yes, that is correct. You have to see somebody that knows how to make the dilutions.
Okay. And then I have somebody else on the line. This is Wheaton, Illinois. This is actually Diane on the line, 0843. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi. Yes. My question is, what suggestions you have for teenagers or young adults that you suspect have allergies, maybe causing an ADD? In terms of helping them to, you know, consider the diet.
Yeah. I'm very much in favor of the reward system. There is something on earth that they want. They want to go to a concert. They want money for something. I bribe them. If you will stick to the diet for 1 week, you can get blah, 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 blah. Push the right buttons. They will cooperate. Tell the boys that they're going to be stronger, they're going to be sexier. Tell the girls they're going to look better, their hair and nails will be better if they've got a regular diet or an allergy diet, if they take away something to which they're allergic. Don't lie, but in my mind, if you can get them on a better diet, they're going to feel and act better. And if they want to get better grades in school, unequivocally, the grades go up if the allergies are treated. Read my books. Is This Your Child's World? One of the children's IQs went from 58 to 128. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And the mother was a principal of a school, so we know everything was accurate. So it not only will improve how you look and act and behave, write, draw, walk, talk, but it will improve your intellect. Almost all the children I saw for over 20 years after I learned this had an increase. The D's went to B's, the C's went to A's, The F's went to C's. It was just very gratifying.
Great. And thank you, by the way, for the permission to, you know, spread the word about the book and the DVD. That's great. I will do that.
I have about 1,800 of the books that I want to give away to people who want them. If they will pay the postage on the book, it's theirs. I don't see any sense of keeping it in a storage area and not having people use it.
Mm-hmm. And I was diagnosed with, like, you know, gluten intolerance. So if I contacted one of these practitioners, do you think I could, you know, kind of like get over it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's harder to treat. Let's hope that you just have a wheat allergy, in which case it's easy to treat. The gluten enteropathies are much more difficult because that's caused by something other than an allergy. I forgot to mention, incidentally, about infants. If an infant eats food vigorously without any hesitation, but you give them a bottle and they push it away, that infant is smarter than the parents because the infant knows the milk is no good, but that the food is good. It took me a while to figure that out because I saw infants actually doing this. And milk allergies are very unusual. Almost always, if you make a 1-5 dilution of milk, it will stop colic or milk reaction. Usually they don't need the 1-25. You put 3 drops of the 1-5 dilution of milk under their tongue when their belly, their knees are up on their chest and they're screaming with colic. And in just 3 or 4 minutes, the knees go down, the belly relaxes, the baby is quiet, and everything is solved. To make a 1-5 dilution of milk, you take 1 part of the milk and 4 parts of water. So 1 drop of milk and 4 drops of water, and you've got a 1-5 solution, or 1 teaspoon and 4 teaspoons of water. You've got a 1-5 solution. And many, many, many infants have had their colic disappear completely by just giving them the right dilution. Anybody else?
Diane, are you done?
Yes, I think so. Thank you so much.
All right, great.
You're welcome.
All right. I have a question from Batia in Brooklyn. Dear Dr. Doris Rapp, starting at about age 35, I became allergic to most cosmetics. Not before any suggestion. Also, can allergies be responsible for weakening memory?
Allergies can raise or decrease your memory, absolutely. If you find that when you take certain tests, you get very good grades, for goodness sakes, eat those foods before the test. If you find that if you eat a candy bar before a test, you go in and you can't remember the things you know, for goodness sakes, learn quickly to avoid that particular thing. There's no doubt that food affects your intellectual ability. Now, for cosmetics, there's a fantastic book called, written by Epstein. His first name is an S. I think it's Samuel Epstein. He's in Chicago. He's a dermatologist, and he has written entire books on different types of allergies, but one of the books is on cosmetics. So Google his name, S. Epstein. He's a head of a department of dermatology, I believe, in Chicago. Absolutely brilliant man, and his whole book will tell you about which cosmetics cause problems and which chemicals are apt to cause troubles. Remember that the cosmetic industry is not governed by any agency. It's a trade secret, so they can put 200 things in a lipstick that cause cancer, and they don't have to tell you about it because it is a trade secret. But there are hypoallergenic cosmetics and things that you can buy at health food stores. And so what if a tube of lipstick costs you $16 instead of $5 or $10? You're worth it. You're not using that much lipstick. Try to buy things that are hypoallergenic to use on your body and for beautifying yourself. And pay attention. Do you feel worse after you spray your hair or spray your underarm deodorant? Notice how you feel. If you're having an allergic reaction, it may change how you feel, look, act, behave, write, draw. But it also will change your pulse. If you eat the wrong food or use the wrong cosmetics, your pulse will increase beyond probably 100, 110. Should be about 65 to 85. If you have breathing problems and you get into bad cosmetics or something that's bad for you, you blow into one of these plastic tubes called a peak flow meter. They only cost $25. You can get one by writing my website, drrapp.com, but you can also get one if there's a local store that sells blood pressure cuffs and stethoscopes. And if you blow into that and you blow 500 before you go to bed, and in the morning you can only blow 400, you're allergic to whoever you slept with. I'm just making a joke. But it means there's something in your bedroom that's bothering you. Could be the fabric softener. It could be the laundry soap. It could be the mattress, the composition. Particularly if you have one of these form-fitting mattresses, many people, oh, I don't know how many, but there are some individuals that can't sleep on those nice form-fitting mattresses because they're sensitive to the chemicals that are in the mattress. Take your pulse, check your breathing, take a look at yourself, how do you feel and act, and then go to bed. And if in the morning you have to hang onto the furniture to keep standing because your muscles are too weak and you feel terrible and you're coughing and your nose is running, think about the fact that it could be the chemicals used on the sheets, the blankets, the pillow, the mattress, what it's formed with, and that you can get, on my website, there's a great big section on how to find a good mattress that doesn't bother you.
That's fabulous. Okay, Tia in Israel. How can I find out about doctors who know this in Israel? Are there any?
Actually, I'm coming to Israel. They've invited me to speak this fall, and if you check my website, it'll tell when I'm going to be there. And I've been invited to try to help educate the doctors in Israel about environmental medicine.
Fabulous.
I just got the invitation yesterday, and so I'm very, very delighted with that. And some people are very skeptical, and I mentioned to you on the program, or Dr. Lloyd mentioned that I heard a technique where you can diagnose and treat an allergy in a minute. It works. In my experience, it really works. It shouldn't work. I don't understand why. It doesn't make any sense. But I keep saying the human body is much smarter than we are. If this technique works, why aren't we using it? And yet, if I go to a medical meeting and I say that I want to show you how to diagnose and treat an allergy in a minute, everybody goes up in arms and they say, Dr. Rapp, you aren't going to say that. If you say that, they're not going to believe anything you say or anything you've said because you've lost all credibility. And as I told Dr. Lloyd, well, that's just tough. But every meeting that I go to, I show that. And the next time I have an opportunity to go on television, I'm going to show people exactly how they do this thing. There are no double-blinded crossover studies that document how effective it is, but I can tell you if you're taking six medicines and one of them's making you sick, there's a way that you can test by just checking your muscle strength. And if your muscles get weak when you hold one bottle on your chest, and when you hold another bottle, your arm is like a rock. You can't bend it down. That means to me that medicine is probably better than the one that made you weak. In the next show or television or anything that I'm on, medical meeting, I can assure you I'm going to show everybody there how to do this because I found it so effective personally. And you can check out inorganic fruit, for example. You can hold an apple that you know has been sprayed with pesticides in your arm, your muscle test is weak, and yet if you hold that same apple and your arm is strong, you know that there are no pesticides on it. There's a book called Your Body Doesn't Lie by John Diamond. It tells you how to do this, okay? And there's a way that you can figure out in a couple of seconds if you're allergic to something, and there's a way to treat it in another couple of seconds.
I love it.
It doesn't take long.
By the way, Dr. Rapp, Tia, who just asked the question about Israel, is a certified Healing Codes practitioner, and I am sure that she'd be delighted to welcome you to Israel and help you in any way that she can. So that will
good.
Connect
she
the two
She will
write
my website, drrapp.com, drrapp.com. If she will write to me, I think I'm also under Dr. Rapp at AOL.
We'll get her.
I would
to
be
you.
Very happy to know where she is in Israel, and maybe we can do something to work together, and I'll be glad to send her a free set of my tapes. I have DVDs on reactions to molds, reactions to chemicals, reactions that cause attention deficit disorder. I have tapes on how to do provocation neutralization, and these are also on my website. Go to the website. There's lots of information there, lots of illustrations of people that have been kind enough to let me use their videotapes to help other people.
Okay, I have another question from Linda in Roslyn. Could it be that PSP is caused by an environmental toxin? There is no treatment and no cure.
What's PSP?
I haven't got a clue. Maybe Linda will help us. And
what's PSP stand for?
She didn't tell me. We'll try to figure that out, and I'll give you another question.
Okay.
What is your opinion of using the healing codes to help heal the source of allergies? That's from Tara in Sydney.
Well, that's a hard question to answer. I think that if you can clear up the problem using the healing code, wonderful. But I still think that if you're sleeping on a mattress that's got toxic chemicals that can make you sick, you're better to get away from whatever the source is. So I would say that a combination of what Dr. Lloyd says and what I'm saying would be excellent, because you'd be helping the patient on a spiritual level, on a stress level, and on a physical level all at the same time.
Dr. Rapp, this is Alex. I completely agree with that. And one of the things I think that this is really relevant to is the barrel effect. Could you briefly?
Oh, yes, I meant to talk about that.
Could you briefly explain the barrel effect?
Yeah, it's very easy, this concept. And incidentally, I wasn't the one that in the book you mentioned that I'm the one that discovered it. Oh, no, it was Dr. Bill Ray who discovered it in Dallas, Texas, one of the best doctors in the United States. If you have an oddball allergy and nobody knows how to treat you, Dr. Bill Ray, REA in Texas, is the best. Now, what is the barrel effect? Well, if the pollen count is 5, you don't have any symptoms, but you could be allergic to it. If it hits 10, you might have no symptoms. If the pollen count hits 50, however, you might have asthma. You were allergic to it when it was 5, 15, and 50. So it just depends on how much you're exposed to before you have symptoms. You didn't get the asthma until the count got high. So if you think of an allergy as due to dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals, you can put a little dust in the barrel and the barrel still isn't full. Therefore, you can put in the mold and the foods and the other things. But when your barrel is right at the very top, It means if you eat the wrong thing or smell the wrong thing or touch the wrong thing, that those few extra drops will fill a barrel, and once it spills over, you are sick. You have symptoms. And it's hard, incidentally, once you have developed something like chemical sensitivity, it's not easy to reverse. You have to really go hard at work to empty the barrel. And so you have to take away the foods that might be causing allergy. If that doesn't do it, you get an air purifier and you take away the dust and the mold and the pollen and the chemicals that cause it. You may have to go ahead and handle the emotions, which are part of the barrel, are the stresses in your life. What's making your life difficult? What can you do about it? Many times you know what the problem is, you don't know what to do about it. And that's where you have to go ahead and have some faith and some prayer and ask for battalions of angels. Don't ask for one angel. Well, you want battalions of angels to help you. There's an unlimited supply up there. I think that we have to be more assertive when we say, hey, God, I can't help. I can't handle this on my own. It's bigger than I am. I don't know what to do. I need your help. And send me battalions of angels to help me. If what I've just told you helps you, I want you to send me a letter about it, because I really think that we have to be much more emphatic when we're praying, and we really need help.
Dr. Rapp, in answer to the question, what is PSP? That is progressive supranuclear palsy.
Ah, that's why I didn't know. Okay. All right. I'm not familiar with that particular illness. But I do know that I've seen many people with oddball neurological problems. And if you can try giving them cleaner air by getting an air purifier, and I told you where you can get one, and purified water by putting a water purifier, a reverse osmosis underneath your sink, and if you can clean up your diet by eating organic food, sometimes within a day or a week or two, many people would be tremendously improved. And the cost for the diet is nothing. The air purifier is $25 for a month to try it. And the organic food, you do have to buy the organic food. I tell people that don't have a lot of money, get a job in a health food store where they'll get a discount on the food. Find the farmers in the area and get friendly with them. Go and visit them and say, can I help you? And if I help you with your farming, will you give me part of the crop? And the other thing is, I think that people ought to get together at churches and schools and Boy Scouts and temples and things of that sort and grow gardens that are organic and give the food away to the people that are helping to take care of the gardens, and we used to have them during one of the war. We had gardens and we grew things. Grow organic items with a group, and you split the work and you split the crops.
Thank you very much. Another question from Marion in Palo Alto. What is the best way to diagnose learning disabilities in children, and also how to heal them?
It depends on the age. If it's an older child, it's easier than if they're very young. But in some ways, it's easier if they're young because you can control the diet better. But again, it's dust, mold, pollen, foods, and chemicals, okay? That's your bottom line. These are the things that we can control. The air purifier takes care of dust, mold, pollen, and chemicals. The food you have to control with the diet. So you put them on a diet and see if they're better. If they are, you add the foods back one at a time. Make sure that if they crave a particular food, that is taken away. If you find that milk is, if you said to me which food is most apt to cause trouble in the United States, it's milk and dairy. Don't think that, hey, a little bit of milk in my coffee is going to be all right because I don't use very much. That won't work. Allergies, you can be so sensitive that the smell of a food can cause a reaction. So one drop of milk could be enough to make somebody sick, whereas somebody else might tolerate 3 cups a day, but not 4. The degree that you can tolerate will vary tremendously for each item. But if you use a diet, you can check out the foods in the air purifier. It'll take care of the things in the air.
Okay. Alex, I have a question for you. The question is from Antonio in San Fedele in Telvicomo, Italy. And I might add to this conversation that Dr. Alex will be in Europe October 14th in Milan doing a seminar for the day, and then he'll be in Madrid October 5th and 6th doing a seminar. So, Alex, here's the question. Are you there?
I think so, Marianne.
Okay. I have the Ulnar syndrome. I am practicing the healing code for 3 months. I am feeling well in the mind, but the pain is always the same. Help.
Well, I would say, you know, I think it's very fortuitous that we're talking with Dr. Rapp today, because I would do those two things. I would do the healing code to heal the source of that, the issues of your heart related to that, and just keep putting one foot in front of the other every day. And then I would do what Dr. Rapp is talking about and find the toxicity issue, allergen toxicity that is also probably related and relevant, and filling up your barrel and making it harder for the codes to work and vice versa. And I think the combination of those two is exactly what I would do, and just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Okay, thank you very much, Alex. Well, it looks like our
and
questions
We'd like feedback from anybody that's trying the combination to
yes,
let us
absolutely.
Know how effective that is. That would be very helpful for us.
Okay, so it looks like we're to the end of the question. So before we go, let me do the commercial. Don't forget that if you're trying to contact a doctor that can do this testing, it's the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, the AAEM, on the Internet. It's at 316-684-5500. If you're interested in getting Dr. Rapp's book, Is This Your Child's World?, or an air purifier to try, it is 602-574-7635. If you're looking for her DVDs, they're at drrapp.com. And the only thing Dr. Rapp asks for is that you pay it forward, you make copies, you give it out to as many people as you know, so that we can try to help everybody that we come in contact with all this valuable information. So, Dr. Rapp,
and anyone you give it to, pardon me, well, I've got to add one thing, and anyone that you give it to, urge them to make copies and give it away, too.
Terrific. So, I'm overwhelmed by the amount of information you've given us. It's been absolutely amazing. I love the way you ask us to pay it forward and help other people and keep to try to get this out into the world. I am delighted that we at the Healing Codes are part of you, and I thank you so, so very much for being here today. I'm going to unmute the lines right now so everybody can say goodbye to Dr. Rapp. Here we go. If you want to say goodbye to all of us and Dr. Rapp, feel free.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you, Dr.
So
Rapp.
Thank you, Dr. Lloyd. Thank you, Doris Rapp.
Wonderful. Thank you for listening. Let us know if we helped. We are always anxious to get feedback. We're trying to improve what we're doing so that we can help more people, and what you tell us may help us. So tell us what isn't good about what I said. Well, what's unclear? Help us do a better job.
All right, we will.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you
everybody,
very, very
for being
here.
God bless
God
you
bless
all.
Thank you, Doris. Thank you, everybody.
I know, my love, and thank you.
Thank you so
Alex,
much.
I'm very, very grateful that you gave me the opportunity to talk today. It was very nice, and I think that if you and I can join forces, we can hit problems in many directions and get even better success than we're both seeing.
I think
this was so powerful.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
It's a great combination, and I will, when I'm invited to speak someplace, I'll see if it's possible that they will invite you at the same time so we could be on the same program.
That would be absolutely fabulous. Okay, I'm going to take everybody down and drop everybody from the call. The call is officially over. Everybody go. Have a fabulous day. God bless you all. And thank you so much, Dr. Rapp.
And thank you, thank you, thank you. God
bye-bye.
Is working nice. Thanks,
yes,
bye.
God is working. Thank you. I like the Battalion of Angels.
Yeah, I like that too. I'm putting in a request right now for battalions to help me get the message out.
All right. Well, you got a few more.
Good.
You got a few more. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.